Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good evening to all of you. Good evening to those of you listening to us tonight, February 16, 2012. And hello to those of you listening to an internet archive when a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great you remember that time. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, tonight being Thursday, here on Blog Talk Radio. There is a link on my website. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, on Blog Talk Radio on the internet. To call into the program, you can only do that when we're live, and the next time you'll be able to do that will be Tuesday, February 21, when we are live with Kathleen McHugh. Kathleen is the author of How to Help Children Through a Parent's Serious Illness. The next time after that will be February 28, 2012, when we will have Peter Fairfield, and he's the author of Deep Happy. Tonight, of course, is a rebroadcast, as we do on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and the rebroadcast this evening is of Colette Baron-Reed from 2008. She's the author, in this particular interview, of the book Messages from Spirit, The Extraordinary Power of Oracles, Omens, and Signs. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy Colette Baron-Reed, Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, May 17, 2008, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of this show close or rebroadcast some other time here on Achieve Radio. There is a link on my website. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the internet, obviously. To call into the program, call 888-235-7374, or you can send instant messages during the program through the link on the Achieve Radio homepage. Now, it's listed on the top. I think they call it them in-quick messaging or in-quick messages, and that's for those of you who are too shy to actually call and talk on the radio. Please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call at 610-658-0135 or 866-472-6094. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Saturday, we did a rebroadcast of my interview with Raymond Francis, MSC, author of Never Be Sick Again, Health is a Choice, Learn How to Choose It. At the end of the program, we discussed the herb Motherwort and the Asana Pravrita Trikonasana. Now, we're going to have Raymond on the show again, I believe, in 2 weeks. I could be wrong, but we're going to have him back again soon, and I'm going to check that actual date. We're going to talk about Never Be Fat Again, so from the same perspective as his Never Be Sick Again book. But in any event, if you missed that show, you can go to my website, www.amtherapies.com, click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call 610-658-0135, 610-658-0135, or 866-472-6094. 866-472-6094. Now, that's not for the show. That's for information about alternative medicine therapies. Now, Intuitive Monique Chapman, who you heard earlier on that ad, visits every second Saturday of the month. Her next visit will be June 14, 2008, and at the end of that program, we'll have her with Monique's Moments. She'll share her intuition about world affairs and callers' concerns. Now, remember, you can purchase my book, or the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. Today, I'm speaking with Colette Baron-Reed, author of Message from Spirit, The Extraordinary Powers of Oracles, Omens, and Signs. And if you'll recall, I had her on the program a while ago when she came out with her book, Remembering the Future. So it's really, really nice to have her back on the program. Now, at the end of today's program, we will discuss the herb Muira Puama and the asana Pavrita Parsvakonasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Green tea compounds beat obstructive sleep apnea-related brain deficit study shows. Science Daily, May 15, 2008. Chemicals found in green tea may be able to stave off the cognitive deficits that occur with obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, according to a new study published in the second issue of May of the American Thoracic Society's American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Researchers examined the effects green tea polyphenols, or GTP, administered through drinking water on rats who were intermittently deprived of oxygen during 12-hour night cycles, mimicking the intermittent hypoxia, or IH, that humans with OSA experience. People with OSA have been reported to have increased markers of oxidative stress and exhibit architectural changes in their brain tissue in areas involved in learning and memory. Chronic IH in rats produce similar neurological deficit patterns. Quote, OSA has been increasingly recognized as a serious and frequent health condition with potential long-term morbidity that includes learning and psychological disabilities. End quote. That was written by David Gozel, MD, professor and director of Cozair Children's Hospital Research Institute in the University of Louisville, the lead author of the article. Quote, a growing body of evidence suggests that the adverse neurobehavioral consequences imposed by IH stem, at least in part, from oxidative stress and inflammatory signaling cascades, end quote. GTPs are known to possess antioxidant properties, acting as free radical scavengers, and research has shown that the compounds may reduce the risk of a variety of different diseases. Recent studies have demonstrated, quote, the neuroprotective activity of GTP in animal models of neurodegenerative conditions such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease, end quote, wrote Dr. Gozel. In this study, the researchers divided 106 male rats into two groups that underwent intermittent oxygen depletion during the 12-hour night cycle for 14 days. One group received drinking water treated with GTP. The other received plain drinking water. Now, they were then tested for markers of inflammation and oxidative stress, as well as for performance in spatial learning and memory tasks, namely a water maze in which the rat had to memorize the location of a hidden platform. The IH rats that received the green tea-treated water performed significantly better in a water maze than the rats that drank plain water. Quote, GTP retreated rats exposed to IH displayed significantly greater spatial bias for the previous hidden platform position, indicating that GTPs are capable of attenuating IH-induced spatial learning deficits, wrote Dr. Gozel, adding that GTPs may represent a potential interventional strategy for patients with sleep-disordered breathing. And, okay, very good. I'm hearing something in the background there, Bill. I'm not sure you're hearing it, but I think I should mention it. Okay. All right. So my guest, as I said earlier, is Colette Baron-Reed. She's an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, healer, who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. As a powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is, quote, awake and authentic. And we'll be back right after the break with Colette Baron-Reed. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, now in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our number for appointments, 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. You're hearing us live on the internet, obviously you know that. And we'll be back with Colette Baron-Reed, author of Message from Spirit, The Extraordinary Powers of Oracles, Omens, and Signs. And if you recall, also the book Remembering the Future.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now, remember on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. Now, William Penn's Mark Allen is in the Pennsylvania State track and field events Thursday. Yes, he qualified for the state events. Some people, rumor has it he's going to be all state. So Thursday he'll be doing the triple jump and the high jump. He's just coming along wonderfully, and we're still waiting to find out which college he'll be going to, and you know I'll let you know as soon as I do. Okay, we're talking with Colette Baron-Reed, author of Message from Spirit, The Extraordinary Powers of Oracles, Omens, and Signs. Good morning, Colette. How are you?
Good morning, Parthenia. It's 6 o'clock in the morning where I am.
And you always get up at this time, right?
Oh, my God. Actually, you know what, though? No, it's true. I get up at around 5:22, but I'm not usually talking to somebody on the radio at 6. Oh, my God. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. It's so nice to have you back on the program.
It's great to be here.
Hard to believe it's been as long as it's been. I guess it's been about a year, maybe a little more, but we won't go into all of that. Well, now let's get right into it. Let them know where you're from. Refresh our memory with all of that.
Alrighty. Well, I'm originally from Toronto, Canada, and I live in Sedona, Arizona right now. I'm a Hay House author, so Messages from Spirit is my second book. And actually, in between Remembering the Future and this new book, which has just come out, it's doing amazing, I have the Wisdom of Avalon Oracle cards, and I'd love to pull one for you on the air today. Get you a little reading and have all your people listen in on what I have to say to you.
Okay, I think that's okay.
Well, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, things have been great. But, you know, I've been on tour with Sylvia Brown, and This is my second year touring with her. She's on her farewell tour, and you know, she has a very loyal audience. And I'm usually standing in front of about 2,000 to 3,000 people. Well, minimum, I think 2,000 was the smallest crowd we've had. So, you know, since I talked to you, sorry?
A few of your closest friends, go on.
Yeah, a few of my but I've been fortunate enough to speak in front of over 100,000 people now since I last talked to you. So it's really been pretty miraculous what I've seen and the stories that I've been party to, actually, on this tour, and some of which I've shared in this book. But, you know, conclusively, I really, one of the reasons I wrote this book was to get the average person to know and that, in fact, messages from spirit happen to us all the time. We have a dialogue going on with the divine constantly, and we just need to relearn how to tune into it. And so that's the whole reason I wrote the book.
Well, very good, and you did a wonderful job, and we're definitely going to get into that. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, she has the same beautiful sense of humor that she has in the book that I'm familiar with, Return to the Future, and she's, you know, and everything is just as natural and beautiful as it was in that book, and quite a joy to read. As a refresher again, and I always like to tap into information that can benefit parents of children who are intuitive or who have intuitive abilities. So I'd like for you to touch on aspects of your youth or periods in your youth that you became aware of your intuition, what encouraged it, and what suggestions you might have for parents.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Because I think it's key. Because of course I grew up in a family with some mixed messages, but no fault of my parents. So, but I had an extreme experience, and when I was a very young child, between the ages of 3 and 5, and I spoke about this at length in my first book. But I had a recurring dream. And this is an example of what's called retrocognition, which is the knowledge of the past with no prior knowledge.